Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Bring It to the Runway. I am joined today by two lovely guests, my favorite little munchkin muffin. I don't even know why the fuck I'm calling you that, because you're neither of those things. Roberto Mata.
Oh, I fully thought you were talking about J Curves, and I was getting offended on her behalf. I was like, why would you use such disparaging words for her? I just don't understand.
He thought I was talking about J Curves because J Curves is to my right. Hello, say hello, Jay.
I am built like the muffin, man. I'm not going to lie. But I'm just here for the salad bar, guys. I'm not here to really kiki.
Well, I mean, speaking of salads, our resident salad advisor is Robert.
I guess. I have no words of wisdom about salad today, though. But I do have words of thanks for J Curve subbing in for me last week when I had to step out. But she's back and all is well.
No, I mean, we're having a kiki catch up. You know, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. I miss you.
And you haven't seen Justin too.
And God knows how long. And, I just mean to say that it goes so deep that last week I was fully talking about Cameron Diaz, the actress, again. And Jessica's like, oh, Robert's cousin. Like,
soon to be Dr. Cameron Diaz. So how, yes! Like, the actress could never, or maybe she could if she went to school, I guess, but she probably won't. So there might be an actress Cameron Diaz, but now there'll be a Dr. Cameron Diaz. And I think that's more impressive.
This is making me a little emotional because y'all bitches don't understand how bad the education system was where we're from. Robert fucking shit turbojetted fucking Jimmy Neutron the house down boots the fuck out of series.
I did. And how
to, I mean, you really did, because didn't you have to go like do all this other prep school shit because our high school education was not enough. It was not giving.
I did.
And I didn't realize how fucked up our public education was in our hometown until my sister made it very clear. She goes, do you fucking understand how the fuck we rank in comparison to other schools? She's like, we're so below the average. She's like, we're like negative, bitch. And like my sister explains it in a much more articulate way. I was, you know, like Robert likes to say, he chooses to read books. I chose to read looks. And that was very
You know, that's a quote from
too.
Matilda.
That's a Matilda quote?
Yeah, like Aquaria said it on season 10, and I think everyone thought she made it up. But I was watching Matilda some few months ago, and one of the like kind of quirky mom like absolutely said that to poor young abused Matilda.
Well, shout out Matilda Swinton. But anyways, well, let's get into this week's episode. Jessica and I watched it together. It was fabulous. God, how many episodes in did we have to be to finally get a fucking decent one, it feels
like? Oh, so you lived.
I personally loved it. I thought it was a great, like, I like to see girls do well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like to see them do their thing. I think the Rusical is a challenge that I usually do look forward to.
I love that.
As long as it's written decently, right?
Because have you seen Moulin Rouge?
I haven't watched Moulin Rouge all the way through, but
I mean, long as hell about, for no reason.
Right. I just remember it being kind of boring sometimes, but Kidman being so pretty. And I just remember being like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I think I didn't realize that it was a musical. So it was kind of confusing for me. And okay, I don't want to come off like Georges. So theater gays don't come for me. But musicals can be a little much. Okay, I'm not saying I hate them. I used to love Sweeney Todd. That used to be one of my favorite movies and musicals. And I used to love Hairspray and all the things and all the faggot things. But like musicals can be annoying. Can we acknowledge that they're a little... I don't like Disney, you guys. So what the fuck makes you think I'm going to like a musical?
He's only saying this because I was the star of Little Shop of Horrors. And I think he's just trying to hate on a bitch.
He is always trying to hate on a bitch. But I have a response of sorts. And mine is that Moulin Rouge is an excessively treacly and sentimental film that the core point is to like hammer in the idea that like love is what matters most, no matter what. And the song is, it's a jukebox musical. So they like bring in all these like at the time, modern songs like
contemporary.
Yeah. The Christina Aguilera, Madonna bullshit, anything, which is Baz Luhrmann's like signature, which they did with Great Gatsby some 10 years later. But the idea is that if you don't like musicals, you're going to hate Moulin Rouge because all of that like abject sincerity is on full display in Moulin Rouge. And that's what made the Rouge-icle to me kind of strange, because it just didn't know how to translate or satirize any of that like absurdly over excessive like gushing about love into like a funny 15-minute clip that was more than just like making more RuPaul songs. Like,
well,
palatable.
Let's be real. That's partially because Bosco was shitty at that role.
It's a hard ass role to fill.
And that bitch wanted it that bad. And that bitch didn't serve. And Camden should have fucking had it, because Camden would have fucking served. Because Camden,
the scene where they were like spinning around, Christian actually made the comment like, this is actually the most underwhelming scene, where Bosco was like, oh, I'm in love. And they were just like, are you, bitch? Because I can't tell.
It didn't feel like it.
And
we weren't in love, whatever.
To bring up high school one more time.
No, I'm sure this won't be just one more time.
I was on the dance team in high school, and we would do a lot, like a lot of, you know. Get over high school. Oh my God, you did not mention that person by name, Jessica. Oh my God. She fully goes, get over high school, JoJo.
Siwa?
No, he was in your sister's grade.
I didn't know him by that name, but I remember who you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyways, so I remember we would do a lot of musical dances and shit, and fucking Moulin Rouge was one of them. And like the girls, remember the girls had the can't do the can, and then we.
Yeah, and I always felt like maybe that was like too mature for a high school.
100%.
I go to high school, or like one of my cousins does like national dance competitions and stuff. And it's been a while since I've been to them, but back when I did, I was like, this is weird. Y'all are 12.
One of my cousins actually did real dance, actually, like competed against real talented people.
They win
like
nationals, girl.
From high school, sweetie. So let me just remind you that you didn't do shit. You weren't doing shit on that stage, boo.
I was talking about just how strange I thought the objectification of prepubescent girls was.
It's true, and especially because they were
Moulin Rouge should not be done in a high school.
100%. They were basically flashing their fucking panties.
That exactly. That was. Do you remember? Okay, since we're still on the goddamn topic of high school, and I can't bear it. But do you remember? Did they have the high school showcase for you in eighth grade when they like take you on a field trip to the high school and they show you all the cool programs and things that you can sign up for and all that bullshit? And that was the first time I saw them do like that kind of like can flash by knickers type of thing, and it was just like, I don't know. But it's not important, because what does it have to do with the fucking Rouge-icle? Very little, because there wasn't any bitch did can-can. They just did bad sneezes. It was fine. It was just long. And that music producer who's kind of been in the more like recent seasons, I think his name's Leland. It was strange having him like act in the musical with them, as well as Leslie Jordan. But hey.
Leslie Jordan was so cute.
Yes, totally.
Like, you know when someone calls you something your whole entire life, like just because he's compact, do you think he likes being called cute?
I don't think he has a choice. But I said some episode ago that I think the word adorable is patronizing, and I wonder if he would agree, because I'm sure he gets called adorable.
Yeah, it is a little patronizing. After you called me out on my bullshit, I was like, yeah, he's right. When I call something adorable, it's not necessarily good. And let's get into these looks. But how did you feel about Snatch Game how did you feel about the very special episode, since you weren't here for that?
Well, in general, the looks were what they had to be, because they're performance looks. And we talked about that even at the beginning of the season, I think, that what are you going to do? You can't every time combine utility and like stunning aesthetic. So I thought everyone looked good and no one looked truly out of place or heinous, and everyone performed admirably. I do think I was kind of lied to, as always. Why do I say this every week? But like, Jasmine did not lose 3 lip syncs in a row.
No,
she may have lost one or two maybe at times, but she like definitely didn't lose 3 lip syncs in a row.
I completely agree.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense that she was the one who went home. I'm fine with it because she was not my personal favorite, but yeah, it is what it is.
And I was just kind of annoyed that there wasn't a bloodbath. Like, that was a bullshit episode. Like, and then for another, and then for another bitch not to go home this week too.
But they, I actually, so I watched almost the whole episode stone-faced this week, but when Bosco opened the chocolate bar and everyone just had like the moment, I was like, this is the corniest shit I've seen in my whole life. But I smiled because it was over. And thank God that shit is done. We don't have to do this anymore.
Dude, did you see that meme? I saw Heidi in Closet retweeted this meme, and it was like one of those RIP, it's chocolate. It was so funny. It's like,
well, watch them still have the bitches pull out the chocolate just so that the audience can enjoy the trombone in the future. That would be so humiliating. I mean, it was humiliating already, but
it was fucked up.
Like, it was, I think when everyone does the weird tangents about how RuPaul is like, yeah, like, or how about how RuPaul's like instigating with Jan and like is committed to making her psychotic. Like, I think the chocolate was a better sort of example of that situation.
For sure.
But the mirror.
Well, before we get into the looks, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with what, Robert?
The looks, bitch. Pump and dump.
All right, gals. So, girls, gays, and theys. This week's category is mirror, and we are starting off with Lady Camden. Lady Camden, I thought one of the judges said Jackie Frost. I thought, I don't know why the fuck that took me out. I thought that shit was so funny.
Accurate.
But vary that. It's Jackie Frost. She has on, you know, like this space gray jacket that has a deep V cut, kind of this peplum waistline. It's giving a little Mugler. She has on a wide collar and it's very sleek, tapered throughout the through the sleeves. It's very well fitted, and she has on the space gray, just like a plain legging, which normally I would have an issue against, but she really embellished the fuck out of everything with these mirror details. I think she's one of the ones that executed the challenge very well. I like her makeup. She has on this really fun, frosty looking hair. And it's just art. She just looks like art. She looks like a figure skater. I live, laugh, love. What about you, Robert?
Yeah, I also live, laugh, love. Wherever. And I think Lady Camden, this episode, both in her performance and in a way this look, have kind of carved out a bit of uniqueness that I didn't realize that she really had. Like, this look I wouldn't expect to see really on any previous contestants. Not because it's so absurdly outlandish, but just because it just feels strangely like unique to her. And it does give me a bit of Dr. Seuss in Whoville, which is a common reference point. And it does give me a little bit of like the 80s Ziggy Stardust, which I think I've already connected to her at one point or another. But I like it. I wish there was more mirror, though. Like, all of the pants that are lacking any accoutrements are just a little bit too plain fabric to me. And I would have loved more reflective surfaces.
I'm not entirely mad at it, to be honest.
I'm not mad.
I think the detailing of the mirrors on the leggings is very intricate, and I like how it's giving an ombre effect going up the leg. So to me, I think she nailed it. I would have loved, though, like a little mirror landing strip on the pussy.
That would have been a little cliche, but definitely expected. I feel like the legs look less like mirrors and more like wimpy geodes that just don't have enough shine and crystal in them to be worth selling. But maybe that's a really unfair read, because otherwise I think she looks great.
Yeah. Well, next we have Bosco. Bosco is giving us, I think she said Mugler, right?
They've used Mugler a lot in reference to this look. I don't think it's true. But
right. To me, it just reminds me more of Dolce & Gabbana when they did the collection with the metal dress, the one that Naomi Campbell famously wore when she was doing her parole. What's it called when you
very
have to
famously.
Do like community service? When like
when you have to pick up trash on the side of the highway?
Yes, that's what she was doing.
Have you ever had to do that?
The Dolce & Gabbana metal dress. Absolutely not. Why? Have you?
Well, no, but you know how like growing up we had to do like certain hours of community service to like get our confirmation from the church?
Oh, I didn't do it for church. I did it for like local student government
shit. Well, I did it for that shit too, but I didn't want to talk about fucking high school again. I wanted to talk about other things that we grew up around. But anyway, who was it? You said Dolce & Gabbana?
Yes, this reminds me of Dolce & Gabbana. And I mean, not that this was a Dolce look, but it reminds me of that. I actually really like what she's wearing. She's wearing everything she's wearing is metallic silver, very reflective. She has on a like Gautier like pointed cone bra, silver metallic corset. Waist cincher, a silver metallic panty, and cone spiked pointed shoulder pads, big choker, very space age, and like these headphones. It's almost like a helmet. It is a helmet with spiked cones coming out of the ears and knee-high gladiator-like shin plates. Oh, also metallic spiked garter belts. I think she looks great. Out of all her bra and panty looks, this is the one. And I agree with the judges. Like, it's like, yeah, we've already seen this bitch come out in this silhouette a lot, which is kind of annoying. But I wish this would have came first, because this is really like, it's simple, but I really like it. It's very effective.
I'm happy that someone decided to truly do a Judy Jetson hookah and step out on the stage and let us know. And I thought that even though she's giving us, I think, what Robin thought she was giving us in the Dancing on My Own video, I'm still buying all this look for what it is. Even though we have seen the panties and the underwear and the garters on her and all this usual, let me show off my skinny body clothing. But I still love, I think, the final effect.
You know, I have a question for you. So what do you feel about the judges criticizing the girls? This happens on every fucking season.
And in general, or like what?
Annoying, because they're like, we've seen you in this. When are you going to bring something different next week? And it's like, bitch, they packed.
Yeah.
Like, they can't, like, what the fuck are they supposed to do? It's just like something that the judges need to work around or figure something out. Like,
they don't want to. Runway order is not. I think it's intentionally set up so that they can create storylines for certain girls so that they can say comments like that just so they have things to fill space. Like, obviously, the girls have no idea in which way their clothing is going to be presented or even if they're going to last all those weeks. But it seems like often even the runway category would work better on one episode than another one. Like, what the fuck does Mirror Mirror have to do with Moulin Rouge? I'm sure there's another episode this season that Mirror Mirror would have made more sense with. Like, there's a lot more better, like, harmonic writing that could occur with production, but I think they'd rather have certain girls do well or flounder based on the runway packages that they show production before and then craft the narrative around that sort of thing. That might be over conspiracy, but I think that's how production works. Having worked in production for a long time, that's
probably
how production
works. We want to give them like an alibi for sending a bitch home. Like, well, boom.
Exactly. Like if you knew that it's time to send Deja home, which a lot of people have very rudely said, you're going to, as a producer, pick a runway where you know Deja's going to have the worst look so you can further justify the fact that it's time for her to go.
Or do a video compilation of all of her looks, because they really like she's had some moments, but like I said, my Fresno gal, you can't buy taste. Anyway,
well, so pump or dump Bosco?
Oh, I pump Bosco.
I pump despite the fact that Yeah, factually, we have seen this idea in the last four episodes, but as we just said, clearly she had no way of knowing that.
Oh my gosh, Robert, you're being so like analytical right now.
Am I? I'm just thinking.
I feel like you're being so like you're presenting a thesis work. Okay. And in other words, pump the energy up, ho. Anyways.
Party.
I'm joking.
I'm just be like, just fuck this look. Lobby. It's horrible. Fuck yeah. I hate it. It's gross. I'm tired of seeing Bosco's tits.
Robert, don't get offended because this bird brain can't explain the way you can. He is so high off of this salad.
Holy shit. Y'all bought the whole garden.
No, it was a gift.
Have you been slapped in the face by that bag of weed yet?
By that bag of weed yet?
No, but you know, speaking of slapping, as I was walking behind Christian, I had the feminine urge to titty slap him. I should have, but I just didn't.
What titty though?
We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know if it's a feminine urge, babes.
Yeah, but sadly, I have feminine urges, but I wouldn't know all of them.
Moving on.
I love moving on from that.
Moving on, Willow Pill. Willow Pill is walking out in what she says is like an Evel Knievel-y like reference. She has on silver metallic high-waisted flared trousers with some type of metallic patchwork detail on the sides. I think they're stars. And they are held up with silver metallic suspenders. And she has just a plain silver metallic star patchwork tube bra top and this little firework symbology going on behind her while she's wearing this shaggy brunette wig with like kind of like little devil horns with the hair just spiked little hair pieces symbolizing devil horns. Not my favorite Willow Pill look. I do love the pants. I think she looks gorgeous, but I don't really see mirror in this.
No, it feels like she got the prompt to be heavy metal and reflective, and that's what she did. But yeah. The judges also said that they didn't see mirror in it, so I don't think there's any arguing that point. Even then, I don't think it's a good look, even outside of the theme. It's probably one of the weakest ones Willow's presented on the runway, unfortunately.
Right, altogether. I completely agree. I think it was just a letdown because it's her.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, I really am not upset, but like I wish we had seen more mirrors on the mirror runway.
Yeah.
So, and like
more actual, like I don't know, like... For someone that doesn't love Disney, I would have done some Snow White shit.
But Deja Sky literally did that.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, we'll get to her in like two or three looks.
I mean, poorly because...
It anyways. Wasn't immaculately executed, no, but the concept was at least partially there.
Well, next we have Angeria Paris Van Michaels. She is wearing this... holographic iridescent mosaic pieced head fascinator with the matching embellishment cascading down the side of her face, covering the front of her neck, sweeping onto her black mesh Nude Illusion long sleeve mermaid gown. And she has on these mosaic tiles of this holographic, very specific, like aqua blue holographic piece tile work, and it's cascading all the way down to her sleeve, down to her waist, her chest, her hip, and then covering the legs down. And it is a beautiful effect. I think this has a lot of stage presence. I think this is one of my favorite looks Angeria has shown. She looks absolutely gorgeous. I fucking love this. I love that she did this crazy big hair, even though the hair is covered by the fascinator. This bitch is all about the details, the purple lipstick. I mean, that shit looks very heavy too to walk in. Yeah. I can only imagine how hard this was. And look at her neck. I mean, poor baby. She's going to need a chiropractor after this look, but so fucking worth
she's
it.
She's going to need some band-aids and some turtlenecks, I think, after this look. She's going to have scars for a while, but
I think they're vinyl pieces.
Yeah, but they can still cut in. Their plastic can be harsh.
That's true.
I love the look. I just wish that it was just a touch bigger. Like if she had added one or two more layers to the mosaic, particularly on the headpiece and around the shoulder, I think it would have added a little bit more. But otherwise, I love it for its interesting concept of being a mermaid queen from outer space.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay, that all the references that they were saying, I was like, no, none of that makes sense.
Well,
the
she only said thing that.
Well, what I'm getting from this is the glacier that sank the Titanic, and what a beautiful sight.
I think I'll probably. I don't get that actually. I think the Titanic was sunk by a very glacier. White glacier, and this is very blue.
But this doesn't give you glacial, like lagoon, the Netherlands.
I've never heard of a lagoon that has a glacier in it.
Bitch, I'm talking about the color and like thinking of like ice.
Bitch, it gives it's me Aquafina, the water.
It's giving Articuno.
Not Articuno, Articuno after all these weeks.
Is it not?
I could kind of see Articuno's color tone. I can't see Articuno's grandeur. And that's why I wanted a little bit more added to it so that the size and scope of the outfit was undeniable. Whereas right now, she feels a little bit runner-up in it. Do you vibe?
Okay, I see that. I see that. But for me, it's a total pump.
It's still a pump, for sure. It's just not like the best of the week, nor the best that Angeria has given us.
You know what I feel like? I think you and I, something that we do on this show is... even though we really like something, we describe it in a way that it sounds like we don't fuck with it at all.
Yeah, like, I guess I do have that habit.
I do the same shit. Like, and you're like, oh, like there's so many times that you've been like, oh, so you like this look. And I'm like, oh, absolutely not. It's a piece of shit. But I'm going to give her these flowers.
I think I'm always giving some flowers. It's am I giving 5 flowers or am I giving 10 flowers? And with this look, I feel like I'm giving 8 flowers.
Okay, Flores reference.
But in general, I love all the looks. That's why we're even bothering to talk about them. It's just that sometimes it's not like as good as we know someone could do. Granted, it's really difficult, I'm sure, to assemble the tens of looks that you have to in the few week period that you have before filming with limited means. So even all of that perspective is like fresh in my mind that I never truly hate a look unless it's Dusty Ray Bottoms feather look from season 10. That is inexcusable no matter how much money you make.
Oh my gosh. Well, next we have Daya Betty. Daya Betty is giving us a Kiss Gene Simmons fantasy. She has on a silver metallic vinyl PVC. Is it a jumpsuit, Robert? Is it two pieces? What do you think?
I would think it's two pieces, but
like a vest, like a peplum corset vest harness thing. It's really big.
The way I learned peplum was not associated with this type of look at all.
No, I think it's just, I think it's just the screenshots that we have. They're a little like,
well, I will say that I tried to get the best screenshots of the looks that I could, but maybe something was off with the cinematographer that week because...
No, you're really good at...
These things are off.
Your screenshots are really good. Your screenshots are really, really good. I can usually tell, but yeah, no. When I can't... If a screenshot isn't clear to me, I can tell that it was hard to get the screenshot.
Yeah, because I'll try multiple times. But it's also just the material of the outfit is so like tinfoily and difficult to capture in moment when it's in fluid motion always on the runway. So it's like a difficult outfit. I was surprised she wasn't read for the fact that it's just a difficult outfit to read, period, based on the aesthetic. And it's still not mirror. It's very shiny and it's like very clearly, a great homage, but I could never be able to draw this look from scratch, based on how she's presented it. There's no like cohesive idea here.
Well, she also has on this silver iridescent. What's the term?
The Bob Mackie.
A pleated. Yeah, she has on a cape.
Yeah.
And for me, and black club kid boots, which that is like my least favorite thing ever. I think they look so bad on the runway. I don't like club kid boots.
Don't they read them on Dracula all the time?
All the time. It's like rookie 101. Like, you cannot wear club kid boots on the runway. And I wish it would have gave me just a pump. A pump would have been, it would have made this more fashion for me. It's a little too costumey for my taste. And it's a little too literal to a Kiss reference. I don't know if it's the makeup, but I don't hate it. I just feel like it's always her styling that fucks it up for me. Because even in the Moulin Rouge, loved what she was wearing, hated it on her. I hate the way she styles her makeup and wigs. It just instantly takes me out of like the actual chicness that she's pulling off.
I think she's too tall for the looks that she tries to do, if that makes sense. Like, she just, maybe it's not a proportioning issue, or maybe it's a like aura of what we expect from tall people issue, but everything always feels like it has to be stretched to fit on her, or like everything. She loves to wear like small hats for some reason. And so like, I find that it also just kind of emphasizes how large she is as a person. And maybe she hasn't figured out how to manage that as an aesthetic yet.
Maybe that. Yeah. For me, it's like, she looks very polished. I do want to say that, but
this is a great look.
I didn't like it. For me, it's a dump.
I'm no Kiss expert, but I know at least enough to recognize everything that she was, maybe not everything, but most of what she was doing here. And I think, even though I've rolled my eyes in the past at Diabetti consistently claiming to be a rock chick, I still like what she presented this week. Pump.
Well, for me, it's a dump more so, not for the fact that she doesn't look great. I think she looks exceptional, but I don't like her execution of it. Is just too literal. It is just too literal.
But there's no mirror, so how is it literal?
No, I'm saying literal to Kiss.
Oh, to Kiss. Like, there's literal interpretation, minimal interpretation, all just direct, exactly. Like lift and copy paste.
Exactly.
But that's why she added the Bob Mackie cape, so you could appear to be more feminine, possibly.
No,
we all associate that kind of thing with Cher and drag queens.
No, they've worn capes. Rock stars and hair bands and shit. Yeah.
Anyways, bands.
Well, Deja Sky is next. And Deja. Okay, Deja
no.
is wearing a Santi Ali black see-through mesh rhinestoned long sleeve, not gown, because this is like a fucking bikini cover up pretty much. And she has on like Nude Illusion panty and bra under, which I will give her props for wearing her shapewear correctly. It looks good. Her body looks great. It usually does. And then over this dress, she applied and stitched strips of this holographic vinyl to make a really fucking weird silhouette. It just looks very rigid and structured. So it's four fucking strips going around her body, and then one strip almost looking like a tie going down the middle and stopping right. It's cutting her right above the knee, and it's just not flattering. And she has on the same application of vinyl, but in a cone shoulder detail and a spiky pointed crown. No. This looks very cheap and I hate it.
It looks like sometimes drag looks have to be thought out in like several stages. And I feel like if in this example, you're supposed to think of a drag look through five stages, she just kind of stopped at stage two and it never really made it to a fully fledged look. And that's maybe why it looks cheap, because there's finishing details that don't pull everything together. And I mean, maybe the material's also not it either. But as we mentioned earlier, the evil queen idea with the mirror mirror on the wall, was that tacked on? How did you feel about that, our Disney
lover? No, I didn't get evil queen from it. I really would have gone all out with that. So yeah, no, I think it's a missed opportunity because I kind of see your point, and maybe it's unfinished because if she was able to carry this idea, like, you know, maybe applying those details from the waist down all the way to the tail of the dress and made it more of like a gown, that might have been better. But yeah, I think she kind of shot herself in the foot by working with a very difficult material and trying to marry it with another.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, it definitely feels thrown together in a way because of that.
But applause for effort.
Applause for effort, and applause for doing probably what the gays wanted, which was a mirror mirror on the wall moment. And the other point I'll make is that I've realized that Deja Sky does this thing that Jackie Cox used to do, which is that every time they go on the runway, they oftentimes embody a character who's like really morose and like sad
annoying,
and has like
and annoying and not fun to watch.
It's
and
just has like
zero
yeah.
fucking stage presence, and it just bothers me.
They just refuse to be fierce, I guess. To use the gay word of like 2010, fierce. Where's the fierceness?
Come on, logo.
Exactly.
Fierce by Abercrombie.
Oh my god, I really did walk into that, didn't I?
Next, we have Georgie, hater of all things musicals and theater gays. He said, if you're a theater gay, do not fucking try to get at this.
No, please block me on Grindr if you're a theater gay, she said.
She literally said that. It's in her bio. It's like the only thing in her bio.
Most people say only whites only, but Georgia says non-theater gays only.
Chunties and non-theater gays. She said, chunties to the front, theater gays to the back.
I'd That's be slayed, Georges's actually.
Grindr fucking profile says. Okay, so Georges is wearing a Cardi B reference of a silver sequin halter dress.
Interesting. That
kind of looks like a rib cage because it's basically just strips of silver sequin coming down the side of the dress, and they're connected through a middle piece, and it's very short. She has on black wet like vinyl looking upper length gloves and matching thigh high vinyl pleasers. I think she looks gorgeous, obviously. When does she not? I like this look. I don't love this look. It doesn't give me RuPaul's Drag Race runway, but a lot of her looks kind of fall short for me in that way too.
Yeah.
And it's just not enough for the runway for me, and it's not mirror mirror, it's silver sequin, you know?
Yeah. She said it was a Cardi B sort of inspired look, and I guess with the makeup I can kind of see it in the hair, but the look itself is not connecting to me in that way. And otherwise, yeah. It's a performance look. Like, it's, she knew yeah. probably that she was going to dance, and maybe she picked something that was less mirror mirror and more like mirror ish. And then said, well, at least I'll be able to rock out this Hector Hex remix.
Which was smart, you know, which I think it is smart that this bitch knows that she can potentially lip sync, and she basically every runway makes sure she's able to perform in whatever the fuck she serves.
Yeah,
so
that's what she got to do.
What it is.
Yeah. That's why she's been in the bottom like 13 times and she's risen every single time.
Ooh.
I mean that respectfully ish because I've never been mad that Georgia stayed, if that makes sense. Maybe you can like look in the archives and maybe I have said before, like, no, Georgia should have gone home. But as of right now, I don't feel like I've ever really thought that Georgia should go home.
No, Georges is fucking lit. I love Georges. How do I say this? I wouldn't be mad if she won, and I would be very happy if she won, actually. But
you think she's really going to win?
No, that's not necessarily the girl I'm rooting for, but someone did make a point that RuPaul is kind of obsessed with Georges.
Definitely.
And
for good reason. I mean,
Of course, Georges is that bitch. Like, she's, and she's so young, and she really is that bitch. And no, I, that's what I'm saying. Like, I genuinely like her so much. I think she's, I love how she just really, it doesn't make for good television, but she's very fucking chill. And she, like, kind of, like, doesn't really give a fuck that she's making a show. She's like, I'm here to show you what I can do, and that's what I'm here to do, is I'm here for the talent portion of the show, you know?
I do. I feel like people being obsessed with making good TV just means that we get the same personality TV types over and over again from producers and casting directors and the people themselves representing themselves. So it does feel nice that Georges, as a fellow Mexican-American, just sometimes just says, I don't care. Like at the beginning of the episode when everyone was trying to have a good hearty moment about, oh, what did you learn from Snatch Game and being in the bottom, she was like, I didn't learn shit, man. I was like, yes, that's the people around me. That's like the honesty of like, well, why are you trying to force me into learning a lesson here? Especially with Georges, who's like, I've actively proven that I don't care to think like that.
And I don't want to learn. But yeah, no, I completely agree. And in this episode, I was watching it with Jessica and she was like, damn, that really does look like Robert's little cousin.
Well, hopefully
Robert,
soon.
We need to throw up. We need to throw up a current current picture of you for Instagram for the listeners to know what the fuck you look like.
I look the way that I've looked for a long time. I feel like. I could be wrong. I haven't like done any like significant alteration to my aesthetic. So if you saw a picture from like 2012, you'd be like, man, Robert still kind of looks like that. He just has more lines in his face now.
What do you think? When, at what age do you think you're going to hit your Charizard phase?
Well, I couldn't properly really say that I already thought I was in it. So I guess.
No, because you still look like your second evolved state.
I have to like go through my second puberty.
No, you already. Okay, so like you obviously went from Charmander.
Charmander sounds like a lovely drink.
You went from Charmander to what you look like now.
Yeah.
Which you really have looked like this.
Since I was like 16.
Since high school.
Yeah.
Literally since high school.
I've gotten older, but yes.
Yeah. So when do you think you're going to hit your Charizard?
I don't know, because sometimes I'll be at the gay bar and I'll just be kind of watching other people at the patio and I'll see them dressed kind of exactly as I do. And they're very clearly like 10, 15 years older than me. And I'm not judging them for doing it, but like, I also do wonder like what precisely is like next? What is like the, I don't know, like sensible direction in which to move after you've been like living as a 20 something gay all these years. Obviously I think about this shit because I'm 29 and I'm hitting 30 and supposedly that's supposed to be a time of change. And I see other people, like I said, at the club who are like 40, very much still living like they're 25. And I don't want to be like that. So I hope,
yeah,
I don't,
true.
I feel like I just don't really have a sense about what I'm supposed to do. And so I probably, as queerness is a privilege, as Gigi Good would say, I get to decide what I want to do. And I'm still figuring that out.
I mean, but I don't feel like it's something that's in our control. Like
I feel like the way that you dress is very intentional and it's because you've realized who you are.
The way that I dress, but I'm talking about physically, like how you look.
Oh, like you expect, like, I think I'm probably going to look like this for the next like 20 years. I've seen my dad age and my dad's aged really well and my mom has as well. So fortunately, I think that I'm going to have this face for a while.
So what you're saying is you don't know when you're going to get your wings quite yet.
Well, I'm going to go to the gym and start doing some lat pulls. So I'll get those types of wings soon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've known me for a long time and I feel like I've evolved over and over and over. Like I'm constantly switching it up.
You get a haircut every other week.
I haven't had a haircut in 3 weeks.
Me neither. That's why I'm actually wearing a hat right now.
Yeah. I should be wearing a hat, but my hair doesn't look bad, does it?
No, not at all. It looks great. It looks like you were cast on a Disney Channel original movie.
Well, what a non sequitur. This brings us to the end of our episode. JK, Robert, what else? Let's have a key.
What am I going to keep talking?
Do you want to tell our listener, like, how have you been? Do you want the listeners to know anything this week, you guys? I just, from on my end, I'm just, you know, happy that we finally got a, like, not finally, I don't want to sound unappreciative for what the show gives us, but, you know, we have known it hasn't been giving much, as much.
People are really liking it. Some people.
Yeah, it's not my favorite season, and I really, really, it's definitely not a season I'd probably rewatch. Let's put it that way.
That's how I think about the seasons, and yeah, I agree. I probably won't rewatch this.
Yeah, like, what? Like, I've never rewatched Jada's season, definitely not the one that she
No, won. It's all sad pandemic vibes the whole time.
Yeah, it's awful.
Who needs to live that again?
I think, which one was the one with Simone and Rosé? Were they on the same season?
That was 13. They were on the same season. That was the most recent season before this one. And it also just feels, it's probably my least favorite season, actually, unfortunately.
Really? But I do feel like there were some really fierce serves on that.
Yeah, no, of course there are good moments, but like, it's not like in my head where like I could rewatch season 4 a million times over, because even though it's not objectively the best season, it at least feels like something that I want to spend 45 minutes like watching. And that's another point, actually. These episodes are way too damn long. Like, there is zero need for that.
And they're very anticlimactic.
Yeah, I don't know how many 14 seasons in and however many international spinoffs and all-star seasons. I'm not sure how many rehearsal scenes I can watch anymore. Like, it's definitely the moment where, like, if we're at the bar, I'll just kind of hobble to the bathroom and just, like, get a piss out, because I just can't see the queens go through the same story beats over and over and over again.
Well, guys, this concludes this week's episode of Bring It to the Runway. Thank you so much for joining my co-host Robert and I on today's journey. My name is Christian Ochoa. Please rate this show 5 stars. Leave us a comment. Tell us what you love. If you have a negative review, email that to, what's the email? God, I'm a horrible podcaster.
I think maybe you just guys don't.
Yeah, just be nice. And if you want to send me hate, just send it to my Instagram. Jessica wants to receive hate mail, apparently, you guys. Show her some love if you send her some hate too. Yeah, she said French Montana said, if you ain't got no haters, it ain't, you ain't got it poppin'. So I kind of agree. And my handle is at @Hella_Christian on Instagram. Robert, sound off.
Sorry, y'all just sound like you're in a duplex in like La Puente or something. I'm at RAWB54. That's it. Everywhere. It's a consistent handle.
Anyways, bye y'all.
Christian says send nudes.